On the first Sunday in October, United Methodist congregations join many Christian churches all across the globe in celebrating World Communion Sunday. World Communion Sunday began at Shadyside Presbyterian Church in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania in 1933. The Reverend Hugh Thompson Kerr and his congregation sought to demonstrate the interconnectedness of Christian churches regardless of denomination. Reverend Kerr appropriately chose the sacrament of Holy Communion to symbolize this unity. Why did this church and pastor want to start World Communion Sunday in 1933? Think about what you know was going on in our world in 1933. Some of you lived through those times and years. It was a time leading up to World War II. There was a great deal of division all across the world. It was a time of hopelessness and fear. The idea that came out of that church in Pennsylvania was that we needed one Sunday, at least, when all Christians would gather at the table and remember that we are one. World Communion Sunday was designed to remind us that even in difficult and divisive times, there is great strength, which comes from knowing that we are united as Christ's body in the world. The idea grew from that church in Pennsylvania, and by 1940, the Federal Council of Churches of Christ in America, which included all the predecessor denominations of the United Methodist Church, adopted Worldwide Communion Sunday. And it kept growing from there. And then the National Council of Churches, a worldwide body, adopted it across the globe. Today, the United Methodist Church celebrates World Communion Sunday on the first Sunday of October every year with congregations all across the globe, followers of Jesus Christ in large churches and small, on farms and in cities, in ornate buildings and under tents, gather this day to receive the bread and cup of Holy Communion. We celebrate in all kinds of languages, with all kinds of music. Some of us use grape juice, others use wine. There is all kinds of breads from all over the world, loaves of bread, tortillas, non-bread, wafers, crackers, gluten-free, the daily bread of the world. Despite the differences in our denominations and traditions and doctrines, World Communion Sunday is a time when we celebrate our unity in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. One of the core concepts for us as United Methodists is that we believe all are welcome at the Lord's table. There are no exceptions to this welcome. It is universal, it is inclusive, because it is Jesus who welcomes each one of us. In communion, we make the promise of being united to God and united to one another for the bringing about of God's kingdom in the world. Given the great divisiveness, especially right now in our own country, as well as all around the world and within our own denomination, how we need this reminder that together we are the body of Christ. Despite our differences in beliefs and opinions around this table, we are united. It doesn't mean that we all agree on everything, because we don't. But it does mean that we believe that we are better together and that all are welcome at the table. It also means that we trust that Christ has called us to be his body, his hands, his feet, his heart, all around the world. And around this table, we hear that call again, especially to unity for the sake of Christ. Our scripture readings for today remind us of the call to do good in all the places we can. From Matthew's gospel, we have these words, "In the same way, let your light shine before people so they can see the good you do and praise your Father who is in heaven." And from Paul's letter to the Galatians, these words, "So then, let us work for good, the good of all, whenever we have the opportunity, and especially for those in the household of faith." On World Communion Sunday, we remember Christ's call to unity and the strength that comes for all people when we come together instead of being torn apart. It doesn't mean we have to agree on everything, because we don't and we won't. But it does mean that we allow for space and grace for those who have differing points of view, and we value coming together for the good of everyone, especially for the good of those in need. A number of years ago in Canada, a 2-year-old little girl wandered away from her home and her neighborhood. It was a cold winter day in Canada. Her parents alerted neighbors, and they saw some tracks in the snow, but there were lots of other tracks as well. So for hours, the searchers all went off in different directions, calling her name. They didn't find her. A little before sunset, one of the men said, "Instead of all working separately, let's join hands and form a long line and walk through the fields together. That way we cannot miss a square foot of land." That's what they did. They joined hands together, neighbors and friends, townspeople who had gathered, and together they walked as one long line across the fields. They covered all of the ground around the neighborhood, and they found the little girl. But when they found her, she had succumbed to the cold temperatures. Her parents were grateful that her body had been found, and heartbroken at the same time of this tragic loss. And her father thanked the people who had searched for his daughter. And then he said this, "Why didn't we join hands sooner? Why didn't we join hands sooner? Why didn't we? Why don't we? Why don't we join hands sooner before it's too late?" John Wesley, the founder of Methodism, said that we are to do all the good we can in all the places we can. And Brother John envisioned that we, as good United Methodists, would be doing good for people all across the globe. He also said, "The world is my parish." To be in connection with one another is what Christ calls us to do at his table. It is what John Wesley calls for as well. And truly, one of the very best parts of our worldwide denomination is our connection. Across the state of Michigan, across the nation, around the world, all the good we do when we join together, it's incredible. When we come together, we join hands and we work together, and we do so much good in so many places. It's as if we're joining hands and walking across the world, searching for those who are lost and forgotten, without food or clothing or shelter, suffering from natural disasters, in need of God's grace. Even as we worship today, even at this very moment, the United Methodist Committee on Relief, called UMCOR, UMCOR, United Methodist Committee on Relief, even as we worship, they are working in Indonesia. They are working in North and South Carolina. to provide assistance to those who have faced earthquakes and tsunamis and hurricanes and floods. They're on their way to Haiti right now, working with people who are already there. UMCOR is part of the incredible network of first responders throughout the United Methodist Church in the name of Christ. All because we're united and we've decided to join hands to cover the ground to help those who are in need. Together as a worldwide body of the United Methodist Church, joined by the National Basketball League, the United Nations, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, we have practically eradicated malaria from several nations in Western Africa. Our unity does so much good for so many people around the world. Do we really believe that we're better apart? Do we really believe that we're better separated from one another? In a time when the church and the world and our country are so divided, we have this call, this reminder from Christ himself, come to the table of love and grace. Come, taste the bread and drink from the cup. And remember that I am the one who has called you. Remember that everyone is welcome. And that together you are my body. And I've called you to share with the world. Do all the good you can in all the places you can. On this World Communion Sunday, you are invited to this table as we eat and drink together. Let us remember whose body we are. Let us remember that Christ calls us to join hands for the sake of the world, for the sake of those in need. And this week, I invite you to reach out to someone with whom you don't agree. Maybe it's a family member. Maybe it's a work colleague. Maybe it's a friend on Facebook who's posted something this week that's really ticked you off. Maybe it's someone from a different political party than you. In the spirit of Christ, in the spirit of World Communion Sunday, I invite you to reach out to that person to remind yourself and them that we need one another, even when we don't agree. Remind that person and you that we are invited to join hands together, to feast together at Christ's table, not for our own sakes alone, but for the sake of God's kingdom, for the sake of the world. May we do all the good we can in all the places we can, and may we do it together. Amen.